Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some relatively bad news for the world's second largest economy today. The numbers out of China show economic growth there rose by 7.3% in the third quarter. And believe it or not, that is the country's weakest performance economically since March of 2009 during the global economic crisis. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And are we supposed to feel bad for China that it's only growing at a rate of 7.3%? I'm looking back at the last GDP report from the U.S., and that was 4.6%. That was very good for us.
Right. Yes, they certainly have a GDP growth even now that most countries would be very envious of. But here's a little perspective. For the last 30 years, China's grown at an average annual rate of about 10%. And I mean, that's been unmatched by any major nation since at least World War II. So huge growth. So maybe we're talking a little bit about gravity here. You can't stay up that right. long. But you've got debt levels in China that are rising really fast. And I mean, really at a rate that's now kind of rivaling the U.S., Japan, South Korea before the recession, that dread recession of 2008.
Well, what is driving the numbers down?
Well, I mean, you've got really deepening problems in the housing market there, sluggish retail sales. And, you know, you've got, as I said before, this expanding debt that's really weighing on the economy now. But, you know, housing, you know, is one really obvious example of where things are turning downward. I mean, they had this credit boom, and now some economists are saying, look, this is coming home to roost. You've got 20% of apartments in China, according to Goldman Sachs, are vacant. 20%.
Yeah.
And housing sales declined by around 11%. For the first 9 months of this year. Does any of this sound familiar?
It does. And that's the thing is that you would think that given what happened in this country, that perhaps people in China would be a little more aware of bubbles and that sort of thing. Of course, we do see the pictures of these apartment buildings in some ghost cities. People have bought units in places that nobody's living in at all because they see real estate as a place where they can put their money and it's going to go up in value. And that appears not to be happening in some of these places. Oftentimes now, Jason, we see them bringing money over to the real estate market here and having some effect there. But what is the government going to do? Because they have been very aggressive with stimulus in recent years. Is there more they can do?
Well, you have local governments that are calling for more stimulus. They want more and more and more of this money because, you know, thinking they can, you know, buy their way out so they can spend more money on railways, subways, information technology, other sectors, a strategy that's known there as a mini stimulus. And economists are expecting Beijing to continue those measures. But here's what they're dealing with. You know, if they do too little right now, that could produce bankruptcies and unemployment. But if they do too much and they boost that stimulus, that could continue pumping up real estate and these credit bubbles we're describing. And, you know, their main priority in China, the leadership's main priority has been just keep the growth going at all costs.
Yeah. And, you know, that is something that they've obviously had some trouble doing. What would the effect be on the U.S., by the way, if China were to continue to slow down economically?
Well, you know, the U.S. – it's not just the U.S. It's the entire global economy that is looking pretty fragile right now. And, you know, there's a great concern because, you know, China is this huge market for commodities, raw materials from Latin America, Asia, Africa, and also from, you know, more produced goods from the U.S. and Europe. So that could slow down. But there's – right now we're experiencing one benefit from their slowdown, and that is, you know, oil prices are weakening, and that's in part due to China not consuming as much. They're slowing down. So that's a kind of deflation that's been a benefit to the U.S. economy.
At least for right now. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.